John had noticed something, and we had been kind of deciding when do we want to bring it up on the air. Today's that day. We've noticed that the hangover from the Lions' loss to the Washington Commanders has lingered much longer than their loss to the San Francisco 49ers.
And when you have a hangover, every little thing that happens, every little noise, every little bit of light seems so much worse than it would in any other day. And that's happened this year with, you know, and okay, I understand it's more than just a little bit of light during a hangover that Frank Ragnow retires.
Yeah, that's
that
like a
coordinator's leave.
Pounding headache.
Right, but it's every single thing that happens, and everybody's like, okay, well, I started with 12 wins. Now I'm down to 11. Now I'm down to 10. Now they won't make the playoffs. Like, that's what happens in a hangover.
So you noticed the hangover effect, and I think sitting across from you most days, I've noticed you getting frustrated that people are still hungover. Like, you want to shake some sense into them and say, it's not that bad. The sky's not falling. And you just did for people who missed it. So we have ticket text and response from you guys, 248-539-9797. Do you feel the hangover still? Why? And hangover cures Lions or otherwise. We'll take those on the ticket text. 248-539-9797. To which a ticket texter says, the cure for a real hangover is hair of the dog. The Lions comparison would mean they got to start playing football games again before people are going to get over last year.
Sure. And I think even just getting to training camp is something, and maybe it's, you know, mandatory minicamp that's happening. Like, maybe that helps a little bit. Little news coming out about what the offense looks like or the defense. And it's really going to be the fact that they do have the Hall of Fame game. They're going to be playing in the month of July. Like, we're going to have Lions football, actual preseason game in the month of July, and that will help a little bit.
But it's not going to cure a playoff hangover until you play a playoff game.
Sure.
Which, does that mean it's going to linger in the regular season where people aren't going to fully enjoy Lions football? They can't because of last year? 248-539-9797. Texas says, I'll wait until January. The last game has me thinking the squad is not capable of getting it done, Eric and Macomb. For a hangover, I usually have a banana and some aspirin. After listening to John, I no longer have the Lions hangover. He's put that banana inside me. Sparty Steve and Alkanak.
I want to say you're welcome for getting over the hangover, but I wish you had worded it differently.
John's giving people that good banana today.
Yeah, a banana. So I get the potassium and, you know, the nutritional value of it.
Something in your stomach.
Yeah, I don't know. For me, I've never been a hair of the dog, like get back on the horse. That to me, no.
But it's the last thing you want to do.
You know, some grease in the morning is usually what does it for me. It's got to be a greasy, maybe a McDonald's breakfast sandwich or some White Castle. Is something that'll really kick you into gear.
Specifically greasy potatoes, because then you get something in your stomach, whether that's a hash brown or like that is that good stuff. The oil and the grease.
So
I know you're thinking bacon when you say grease.
I'm bacon, sausage, you know, meat products.
You can cook the hash browns in the pan that you cooked the bacon in and really get the effect.
Yeah, once you've cooked your eggs in it. Yeah.
Of course. Mm-hmm. My hangover cure is 3 ibuprofen, a 25 milligram weed gummy, and pound 2 water bottles. That's Big John on his way to work.
Okay. All right. I've never done the weed gummy. Probably won't, but maybe that helps.
My hangover ended when the Tiger season started. They have distracted me from any pain and suffering the Lions may have caused. That's from Cam.
Yeah, that might be that certainly helps. And the Pistons making the playoffs. Like, there's a little bit something that distracts you from the uncomfortableness of a hangover.
Because we noted right when the Lions season ended, people were not rocking the Lions gear. There was a period of mourning. And we had just brought up that it feels like that has carried over. Ticket texter saying, well, it's because people were rocking their Pistons gear during the run and Tigers gear during the summer. But a ticket texter says, Gov's right. 3 Lions trucks in the neighborhood. I haven't seen them at all since the season ended. They were only the daily driving car when the team was good, signed Steve.
I just can't imagine that they've parked them and not used them. Like, who it was?
How
I don't
rich
know.
Are you? Yeah, that you're just
exactly.
Or
maybe they put a wrap on it.
They went and got it wrapped.
They got it wrapped.
There's no other team trucks in town.
I know.
We don't see Tiger trucks.
No.
There's a real thing. I like REI Drive-In, they're all back all of a sudden. It's like they came out when the weather finally broke.
Texter says, anyone who had the Lions at 14 wins before Ragnow's retirement should be questioned. Anybody who still says that afterwards, you're crazy. I think it's taken wins off the table losing Frank.
I think it certainly could.
And that's the thing. That is maybe the thing that, right as I was ready to get over the hangovers, you're like, hey, the Lions will be at training camp. They still have a top five line. It doesn't matter who's calling plays. They'll win up front.
Yeah.
I don't think they have a top five line. Now you question whether they have a top 10 line, and I don't know if they'll have one come playoff time. So that is why I guess to answer this, like when January rolls around, I'll have my answer. Until then, sure, I want to see encouraging signs throughout 17 regular season games, but the question is going to fester in the back of your mind, are they going to be good enough to get it done?
What's been your worst hangover? Maybe it's the greatest night followed by the worst morning.
Have you ever had when you wake up and you still feel drunk?
Oh,
yeah, that's the worst.
Sure.
Because you're like, I still don't feel like I got enough sleep. Probably one of those just post-college, early Grand Rapids bar nights.
Yeah.
And you wake up on a Saturday and you go, I'm still out of it right now.
Because
you're still going to have to go through the hangover and you're still not good from the night before.
Heather?
I'll tell you what, hangovers with children are the worst.
yes,
because you can't. Yes. Well, no, and you can't do. I mean, you can't be hungover. You still have to be a mom the next day. Those have been the worst. Not that there's many of them anymore, because I don't go out anymore.
The opportunity to get the hangover
but
is not there.
But there has been a couple, and it's not fun.
Has it been a combo, Colin hungover, you at the same time?
No, it's always me. I'm sure he's not felt well. Sometimes too, but
some of this too is when you get older, the hangovers, you can't mess around. You can't drink like you used to.
I would die if I drank like I used to.
Sure. And you're a little bit wiser. You steer away. You know your limits. You're ready to hey, I can go for two, but that third one, maybe that one becomes a sipper.
And the sneaky move is I'll pound water at the end of the night.
You got to do the alternation, I think. Like you drink water, drink water.
But if you find yourself where you haven't done
that. If you're having
a good
time, you're not going to
mix it into water. And then at the end of the night, that's kind of my catch-up time. How much water can I drink before I go to bed to help kind of offset so I don't wake up feeling as terrible?
Yeah. I don't know.
John, you brought up Lions hangover.
Yeah.
It's a thing.
It is.
It's lingered from last year much longer than the year before.
Mm-hmm. We're all the way in June, and there's still people that not that you have to get over the loss, but you got to find a way to deal with it and start looking forward to next year.
And you've been trying to give people hangover cures, telling them the sky's not falling. What about actual hangovers?
Yeah, so my worst hangover actually happened in college. Not that there haven't been more since then, but it was we had what we thought figured out the off-season workout schedule from our strength coach, Mike Gittleson. And we were heading into a weekend where, we had a workout. I think it was a Saturday morning, but it was going to be kind of a lighter one, right? You had a couple of tough workouts. You always had a kind of a lighter one on Saturday leading into the weekend. So some of us had decided to go out, have a good time.
Yeah.
One thing led to another. We had a great time. And then we show up the next morning thinking that it was going to be a light workout. And you could smell the booze. And it was coming out of, obviously, our breath, our pores. It was oozing out of us. I think Mike Gittleson, our strength coach, Mike witnessed that, understood that. And the worst or maybe the best hangover cure was a Mike Gittleson workout. We had guys puking all over the place.
Oh, God.
It was awful. But by the end of it, and it lasted a couple hours, felt great.
Sweat it out.
And maybe it's
puke it out.
Yeah, puke it out, sweat it out, get it out of your body and work it out. It just was, it was an awful 2 hours. Yeah, but by the time I was done, I was ready for the rest of the day.
Yeah, but it's the last thing you want
to
do.
Hey, now we don't have to work out tomorrow. Hey, let's go. Who's pouring?
Ticket text 248-539-9797. Hangover cure, warm ginger ale. Dave.
Oh, that sounds awful.
I mean, I guess you get ginger ale when you're sick.
Yeah.
I used to. Yeah, anyway.
Sure. Ginger ale and crackers, saltines.
Yes, it's saltines. Yeah.
But warm? Whoa. Part of what the ginger ale is the bubbles. It's the
carbonation,
the ginger, mm-hmm. and you warm it up. Like, just go with some ginger tea at that point. I think that would just be awful.
With you guys, greasy, potato-based, cheesy, pork-laden breakfast food is the ultimate hangover cure.
It is, but then you just, or I do anyway, I don't feel hungover anymore. I just feel ill. Like, I just ate all of this nasty food. The hangover's gone, but now I feel ill.
I feel like I just had a great breakfast.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Maybe don't need a lunch, but I'm good. Mm-hmm. Make you back up. Water, water, water before you go to bed, and the banana needs to be eaten before you go to bed, not in the morning. Makes a huge difference. Unnamed texture.
Yeah. I mean, part of the worst hangover is when you know it's coming and you're done for the night, but you lay down and the room is just spinning. Yep. You try and sit up and you think, well, if I sit up,
nope,
the room will stop spinning. And then it makes it worse.
Head on the pillow, ride it out, wake up, do the best you can.
Yes. It's a terrible feeling.
No hangover. How about rooting for the Michigan Panthers? Championship game Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So you're the one.
One plus one. I'll be watching.
John is also watching. Mm-hmm. Ticket texters. I don't think I had a hangover until I was listening to the show this morning, and now I'm over it. Let's go Lions. Zach in a work van.
There we go.
John's giving people that banana
mission
today. Best hangover cure was drinking lots of water while drinking. Proactive is better than reactive. Hangover cure is Taco Bell and more booze. And the Lions hangover is sticking around because Valeni moans and groans every afternoon. Dude is the equivalent of someone vacuuming the morning after you go out.
Yeah. The wake up vacuum noise.
Make it stop.
Mm-hmm.